Okay, so the question was asked, how do we understand what shavers are permitted to use and what shavers are not? And the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to cut the hair of the corners of our face with a tar. Lo sashchitu. We're not allowed to destroy the hairs of our face, which our sages say, what is it that does ashchasa? What is it that cuts and destroys the hair? And that is a knife and things that are like a knife. So what does that mean, things that are like a knife? So scissors, they cut with an action of breaking, like two blades cutting one against the other. A knife, so that goes by the face, and that can cut the root. Now, let's say a person would take his hair, and he has a long beard coming down to his knees, and he picks up his beard from his knees, and he cuts it in half. He cuts off a bunch of hairs. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about putting the blade near the skin and cutting the hairs. So that's biblically forbidden. And we don't know exactly what are the five corners on the face, what bones in the face the Torah was talking about, and where does that corner extend. So we don't know where on the face the prohibition applies. We know there are five places on the face that are prohibited. They might be this corner and this corner of the cheekbone and this corner, and they might be closer to the lips. They might be up near the ears. We don't know exactly which corners, where are the five corners. They might be down by the neck, by the bottom of the chin. We don't know where the five corners are. There are different opinions among the Rishonim identifying where the five corners are. And being that we don't know where they are, so we don't touch our face at all with a knife. Not the bottom of our neck, nor our lip, the mustache. We don't touch a knife to our face. So that's basic. That's number one. And wax is going to be painful. You have to find out. We'll get to that. Okay? We'll get to that. No, wait. Wait, one thing at a time. So creams, if it's a depilatory cream that removes hair, so that's permissible. And anyone who wants, I have stock of this powder that you take, an equal amount of powder, mix it with water, mash it on your face, leave it on for 7 minutes, take it off with a spoon or something, and the hair comes off with it. Whatever. You can't wash it off. You have to, like, peel it off. And as you peel it off, the hair comes off. Now, they sell this stuff for women's legs, and that's a much harsher chemical. Don't buy that. Here in Israel, they don't sell the stuff for the face. They only sell the stuff for legs, and the skin on people's legs is tougher skin than on the face. If you take the stuff that's made for the legs and put it on your face, then you might end up having a really bad burn on your face. So don't do that. If you want to get it, I have it. You could have it for free. Anyone who wants, let me know. I should still have a nice stock, a nice amount of depilatory powder. In the United States, you could get a box of it for about $2-3. It's not expensive. If you have friends coming in, you could ask them. They sell them in Walmart, Pathmark. They sell them at local stores. Now, for some reason, blacks seem to like this. Black skin sometimes has problem with the razors, so it's sometimes advertised as black man's depilatory cream or something. All right? The name on the box says that, just so you could identify it. Bottom line, that's okay, and that's what many people did for many years. That's how people would shave. Now, with the advent of shavers, came. Just like Everett, did you get pizza or not yet? Okay, so we'll get you a pizza. Just a second. Are you want to go out and come back, or are you here?
Actually, I was just wanted to go out for a bit, but I was very interested in the retro next to me too.
Okay, so if you want, then the office.
Right, I will wait.
Take a slice and then just lock the door, and you go out of the office. When we're dealing with a shaver, so in ancient times, 50 years ago, 70 years ago, the original shavers were made such that you had a round screen, and beneath the screen you had a blade that turned around, and that blade would do a scissor action together with the screen, meaning it wasn't that sharp of a blade. Together with the screen, you'd have a scissor action, and we said that just like you could cut your hair with scissors, you put the scissors near your face and you can cut because you're not using the sharpness of the blade, but rather you're breaking the hair with at the friction of the two blades going one against the other, and that the Torah doesn't forbid. The Torah only forbids cutting it at the root with a knife. So too, a shaver should be the same thing. Now, what's happened since then is that Phillips, which is known in the United States as Remington, developed the lift and cut. And what the lift and cut does is that it pulls the hair into the screen and then cuts it. And that, according to Rabbi Feinstein, among others, that is biblically prohibited. They say that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said that it's okay. Check it, run it by him. There are stores that advertise a letter from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu saying that certain Phillips shavers are okay. I haven't yet been able to validate that letter. I have that letter at home, and I haven't yet been able to validate whether that letter is authentic or it's a forgery. I haven't gotten a hold of someone who can tell me whether it is. Everyone who I spoke to doesn't know about it. Now, that doesn't mean it's a forgery. I don't know. Rabbi Feinstein holds that that's not good. Now, in a few minutes, we'll get to what you can do practically if that's the shaver you have. There's another problem with the shavers. Phillips, Remington, when they wanted to advertise their shavers, so they invested in a very small camera, and they took a picture of the shavers shaving like hairs within the screen. And what that revealed was that their shavers are so powerful, and the blade turns around so fast that the blade cuts the hair before it hits the screen, meaning the hair goes in the screen, and when the blade hits it, the blade cuts it by the sharpness of the blade. It doesn't wait till it hits the screen and do a scissor cutting action using two blades, but rather it is cutting it with the mere sharpness of the bottom blade. And then what's happening is the screen is serving as a protector to your skin so that the blades don't cut your skin. But the screen is not serving the way the screen used to serve as another blade that works together with the bottom blade in a scissor action. And that's...
Isn't the whole thing
so
you don't cut yourself?
No. The prohibition has nothing to do with cutting yourself. The Torah forbids us to cut our hair that way. Why? So the Rambam says it goes back to ancient Avodah Zarah practices. That this was a way that they used, those that served idols would cut their hair. But
what is the case? Just if a person gets sensitive skin, when you use the shaver, it makes it all red and it's irritating. But like they get a shaver that doesn't hurt them or whatever if they were to use it later.
So we couldn't permit it. Just a second, we'll get to that. That we couldn't permit. Even that we couldn't permit. But we'll get to why in a second. Okay? So we have two issues now with modern shavers. One is the screen serving to do a scissor action with the blade because the blade is going so quickly? And two is the screen doing a scissor action because of the lift and cut, which basically brings the hair inside and then it seems like one blade is doing the cutting. Those are the two main issues that I know of today with shavers, and that's why every shaver has to be taken to a rabbi to ask him the question. Now, a person can get accustomed... He didn't know, and he's accustomed to shaving with a razor. They say in the name of a big rabbi nowadays that when he started learning, so he got very excited, and he started giving seminars and lectures about Torah. And all the while that he was giving these seminars, he was shaving with a razor. He himself says it about himself. He said, I had learned enough to teach, but I hadn't yet learned that halacha. So I was teaching other people who didn't know anything, but I myself was shaving with a razor all the time that I was giving these lectures. And this is a famous rabbi nowadays. This is a rabbi that's taught thousands, if not tens of thousands, all across Israel. So it's common that people don't know. Why would you think it's a prohibition that there's a prohibition about how you shave? Bottom line, it's a biblical prohibition. Now, what happens if a person says, well, I don't find a shaver that works for me? I have that problem. Most of the kosher shavers, I've yet to find a kosher shaver that works well for me. My hair doesn't go. They don't cut. And if they do cut, then I get cut. And if I don't get cut, then I get a rash. So my skin and my hair don't mesh with kosher shavers. I got a problem. So one solution is growing a beard. It's not the end of the world. What? Or the powder stuff, which didn't work for me. That's why I'm giving it all away. It was the powder stuff. I tried a few different kinds. None of them, I mean, it got away part of the hair, but that's not good enough. Right, what are you going to do? So what can you do? So the rule is that when we approach halacha, so we always try to take the individual into account. We try to find as much leniency as we can. So if the prohibition is a minhag, we have a custom not to do something, so then for inconvenience, we would be more lenient on the minhag. For example, the Gemara says you're not supposed to eat meat with milk. So that's biblically prohibited. Now, what happens if you finish the meal and you want to eat milk? So you're not eating them together. You finish the meat milk, now you want to eat a milchik meal. So after an hour passes, so then it goes into the custom. Some, beyond the first hour, some have the custom of waiting another 2 hours, a total of 3 hours. Some have the custom of waiting 6 hours. Some have the custom of waiting 5 hours plus, meaning the better half of a 6 hour. Some have the custom of waiting 1 hour. Beyond that first hour, it's a question of customs. What happens if one's wife is pregnant and she needs to have some milk? She's having heartburn. So it's not in the world. She's not sick. She doesn't have to wait beyond the hour. We say for inconveniences that are of a certain weight, so it's not just I feel like having cookies with milk now. But if it's an inconvenience, like let's say a person is pregnant, for example, so then we're going to say, being that it is a custom, so we could be more lenient. So again, with each custom, we'll have to check. There are differences between customs, but that's an example of a leniency we could do. What happens if it's a rabbinic prohibition? So on rabbinic prohibitions, we say it has to be more serious. It has to be that a person is ill, a person is lying in bed ill, so then we'll permit many rabbinic prohibitions. We say you're not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat on Shivas or Betamas. So some of the fasts, we say once a person is ill, so the rabbis didn't institute it for people who were ill. And there's no fast. For him, there is no fast. But there are certain things, for example, on Shabbos, if we need to do rabbinic prohibitions, for example, we need to turn on a light. There's someone that's ill over here. So I'm not allowed to turn on a light. That's biblical. But for me to ask a non-Jew, that's rabbinic. So if there's someone that's ill in the room, and I need that light on for the sick person, so we're not talking about a situation of pikuach nefesh. We're talking about where the sick person needs to go to sleep, and he's sick, he's in bed, he can't get out of bed, he's sick. So then in certain circumstances, again, I'm not going into all the details, we're not dealing with that halacha, but we'll be lenient and we'll say, okay, tell a non-Jew to turn off the light for this person. That's when it's rabbinic. But when we approach a biblical prohibition, and I'll give you a simple example, it's biblically prohibited for a person to have improper thoughts. So what happens if a person can't find a good male dentist? This is a case that came my way a few weeks ago. The only good dentist he could have is a female dentist. He's in a place where all the male dentists botch him up. He's got a problem. He's looked around, he's gone through 10 dentists, he can't find a good male dentist. But he knows his wife has a good female dentist, but he knows himself. If he'll be sitting in that chair and he'll have a female dentist, his thoughts won't be the way they should be. So that's a biblical prohibition. So then we say, he's going to have improper thoughts. So because improper thoughts is a biblical prohibition, we say he cannot go to that female dentist. He's going to have to find the dentist, he's going to have to do everything he can, and even if it means losing teeth. We say that for a biblical prohibition, a person has to be willing to lose things. There's nothing you can do. It's like a person's going to say, but my teeth are hurting. Okay, so get yourself a good male dentist. But I can't find one. So look better. That's not an option. To go to the female dentist, unless you figure out a way of doing it, that it won't bother the person. I didn't say there's a problem. If a person says it won't affect them, good. If it will affect them, then no good.
I went through a religious female dentist. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be female.
Many people are going to say, it makes no difference to me if it's male or female. I wouldn't know the difference. If that's the way he feels, fine. This is an objective question.
I had much more pain with a female dentist.
When it comes to shaving with a razor, it's a biblical prohibition. We don't, yeah? In the back of the neck, it's not an issue. That's not a problem, no. Yeah, barbers like to clean with the knife. The back of the neck, it's not a problem. What? Neck is neck. We don't play with, because we don't know. There is an opinion that says it's the bottom of the chin, that one of the spots that's biblically prohibited is the bottom of the chin. We don't know exactly where.
We're not supposed to shave down
here. No, even down here, even the bottom of our like the top of our neck in the front, that we're not supposed to use a razor for. The back of our neck, yes. The front says in the Ramah that we don't do it. If you're Sfaradi, so then you have to verify if Sfaradi have an exact tradition to where you could. I don't think the Mechaber would disagree with the Ramah, but I don't know. If I remember correctly, it's in the Ramah. That we don't, because we don't know exactly where it's at. So we're playing with a biblical prohibition. And being that's biblical, we don't have where to go. So a person can't say, yeah, but I don't have a choice. Otherwise, my beard scratches me and I have a rash and I have everything else. Yeah, so you have a problem. I have a problem. I have the same problem. So one solution that I found is that I use a hair clipper, the same thing I use to cut my hair. So I use that to cut the hair on the bottom of my neck. But you don't get as close a shave. That's only good when you have a beard covering the rest of it. And even then, you have to find one that's not sharp, because if it's sharp, sometimes it's doing the same thing like a knife. You have to make sure you know you see what you're doing. I don't know. I found one that was fine. People sometimes use the top of the shaver. And I could tell you that one thing I did find that works is Braun has the one that's flat, like on top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That one I found. I found one that was halakhically good, very good, and that one didn't bother my skin. But when that broke, I couldn't bring myself to buy another Braun. Like that one I got, the Yerusha. I inherited that one. We don't have room to be lenient on that. It's a biblical prohibition, and therefore a person would have to either grow a beard, or we have guys here in the Machon who use scissors on their beards. They trim their beards with scissors. I saw it because they do it in class. Or use the depilatory powder or cream, or find some other solution. We can't play games. The only time a person could do it is if it's pikuach nefesh. Let's say a person is in Nazi Germany and he can't afford to have a beard, or he'll get shot if he has a beard. So then we say, okay, if he has no other way to shave his beard, so then he shouldn't lose his life for it. But short of something like that, we wouldn't, being that's biblical, we wouldn't be able to be lenient. That's, what?
Even for, like, I don't know, just theoretically, great side of hives and can't handle it. Can't handle a beard, can't handle other shaves. He doesn't have the way that, like, it's death or, like, up to the point of, or?
Well, when a person is in that situation, he should speak to a rabbi. Because, like, there are different types of hives. There are hives that make a person's neck swell, and then it endangers his breathing. I mean, once it comes to health issues, so a person should consult a rabbi and see, maybe there's something that we didn't think of that is permitted. Just one second. Everett, did you lock the office door? One second. The office door. Did you lock the door when you left? Okay. Just a second. One second. I forgot your name. Did you get an answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's waiting behind you. What? Ooh. What? Yeah.
Why don't you people?